This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump says radical Democrats who don't want him to run for president in 2024 are behind an FBI search of his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. We're told it's part of an investigation into whether he took classified records from the White House to his Florida home. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Donald Trump announced the FBI search in a long statement, calling it proof of dark times for our nation. Trump says his home was under siege, raided, and occupied, calling it not necessary or appropriate. He and his allies are billing it as a bid by Democrats to stop him from winning another term in 2024, though the Biden White House says it did not know about the raid ahead of time, and the FBI's chief was a Trump appointee. Not long after the search, Trump did a telerally for a GOP Senate candidate, touting his time in office.
We had it going like nobody's ever seen.
Without mentioning the search.
Taiwan says China is using military drills to rehearse an invasion. Taiwan's military now beginning its own live fire exercises, showing it's ready to fend off any potential attack. We will all be together again. John Travolta's farewell to his Grease co-star Olivia Newton-John, who has died at the age of 73. She'd battled breast cancer. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
Newton-John sold more than 100 million records, including Magic, Have You Never Been Mellow, and Please, Mr. Please. Newton-John said in a 2019 AP interview when she realized what the song Physical was about, she tried to stop its release, but her manager said it was too late.
It's going to be brutally hot again in parts of the nation, from the northeast to the northwest. This is AP News. The latest now on the killings of four Muslim men in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The AP's Tim McGuire.
The president of New Mexico's Islamic Center, Ahmed Assad, says Muslims in the state, and particularly Albuquerque, are on edge.
We've never gone through anything like this before. This is really a surreal time for us. We're in fear of the safety of our children, our families.
Four Muslim men have been killed in ambushes in the city since last November. Three of them were killed in just the last 2 weeks. Police, while not saying where they found them, have released images of a dark gray or silver four-door Volkswagen that appears to be a Jetta or Passat with dark-tinted windows. Investigators believe the vehicle is linked to all four of the attacks. I'm Tim McGuire.
David McCullough has died, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author. He was 89. He wrote about presidents like Truman and John Adams in American history. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.